Voice of America and the Clyde's Restaurant Group in Washington, D.C. bring you Live from the Hamilton. Performances showcasing musicians and the many genres of music born in America and enjoyed around the world.
I've gone to countries that don't even speak English, but they speak my music.
I play with the Meters, the Funky Meters, and Seven Walkers to make money. You know, I come out on these kind of gigs and play for the music. This band is my labor of love.
Yeah.
describe my music, my style. Well, I guess it probably has a lot to do with the street of New Orleans, the streets of New Orleans. It's syncopated, and so, you know, it's what we do at home. You know, it has to do with the parade music, the beating of cowbells and tambourines, playing off of the beat.
Thank you, thank you. We're going to be playing some songs off of our current CD. That's here somewhere. I'll find it if you ask for it. It's a little song called The Same Old Thing. 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 The Same Old Thing.
Better sound men are people who know what an instrument is supposed to sound like in their head. I'm an old Meters fan, so I know what George's bass sound should sound like. It should be fat.
Thank you.
I think the music has always played a large role in New Orleans music. I mean, in New Orleans, period. You know, I believe that people came to New Orleans for the music before they came to New Orleans for the party, you know? And they realized that, whoa, this music I can party to. And it was good. Then they got hungry and started looking for food.
Price is better on the chair. I'm well. The boy.
for me, the bass player is the right hand of the drummer. You know, the drummer is the guardian of the groove, and I'm the person that ties him to the guitar player and to everybody else in the band. You know, I'm the pocket. He creates the pocket. I create the pattern that makes what he does make sense.
By your life.
plays, and I just give it a little bit extra so that it, you know, resonates through the room and there's not a dead spot. But it is exciting to have an artist be really excited to play here before they've ever even taken the stage for the show.
This facility is class A, you know. It just moved up to the top of the list, you know, for me. This room, the production here is first class. You know, bands don't get to play in rooms like this all the time.